The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Austin with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And we have, once again, a fantastic guest with us.
Busy day today. Tamara Simon with Cost Property Management's here today. We're going to be talking about the rental market and all things related to landlords and tenants and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Good times in property management.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, this is a live call-in show, nothing pre-packaged here. You can reach us toll-free if you have a question for us or our guest at 866-712-1300.
All right. So before we get into all the good stuff with Tamara, we're going to do our usual market rate update.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's bring it on, Ben.
Absolutely. You know, the timing for this show, you know, we're here every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Seems like all the bad stuff happens after the show ends and before the new show starts. So last week I was talking about rates and we had a little bit of unsettlement going on with the markets. Mm-hmm. And man, last
week. You said it was because a bunch of different reports were coming out too.
We had all kinds of statistics coming out. Mm-hmm. And the rates were up last week. They were going up pretty much most of the week. And over the weekend, yesterday there was upward pressure on rates. Today, it's a nice day again. So
like it is outside right now?
That's right. We had a nice rally in the bond markets this morning. You know, started kind of hit its peak about 11 o'clock this morning and then sort of settled back down. And so rates right now are pretty close to where we were a week ago, just a little bit higher. So the average right now for a 30-year conforming conventional 30-year mortgage is sitting right around 3.77%, so firmly under 4%.
Still awesome.
Yep, 15-year fixed rates, just a nick over 3%. We're around 3.06. We were under 3% last week for the 15-year fixed rate. And FHA loans are still at 3.25%.
That's just outstanding.
And jumbo loans are sitting right around 3.6% as a national average. Now, you're not going to get a 3.6. We set our rates in 1/8% increments. Mm-hmm. So you might be 3.625, 3.75, 3.875, 4.0, like that. So these are averages kind of worked out with the numbers. And so timing is still very, very good.
Plus, we just like to confuse people.
Well, sure. Yeah, we throw these numbers out there like with reckless abandon. So that's just how we roll. But it's still very, very good timing. Refinance activity is very busy right now.
Oh, yes, it is. I've had a lot of my clients contacting me going, hey, I need some help. Hey, right? I need to talk to somebody.
Exactly. Now, that is going to start affecting turn times at many lenders. It's going to take a little bit longer to get your paperwork through because everybody's super busy right now.
Well, wouldn't we rather it be that instead of
the alternative? Oh,
TRID,
absolutely.
The reason I drink.
Yes.
Notice
absolutely.
How the last several weeks you and I have not been complaining about that, because I go back and I listen to our old shows.
Oh, it's all about TRID.
And it was all about TRID for at least 2 months.
Right.
Like, we were just constantly lamenting about that. So I'd rather it be that there's just good market activity going on and things have kind of settled out a little bit and people have figured the process out.
And that's exactly right. You know, there was just a lot of pain as we went through a whole new set of regulations
sort
and
of
documents.
Like birth.
Yeah, worse. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't vouch for that, but I'm just going to say it was pretty bad. But
forget about it when things go good again.
That's right. But you know what's interesting with all the refinance activity right now is how much of that is cash out refinances, people pulling equity out of their properties. You know, back at the peak of the market, if we go back to around 2006, 2007, before the big meltdown, about 64% of refinances were cash out, people pulling equity out. At the very peak, it got up to about 89% of the refinances we were doing were cash out.
Ouch.
Now we're sitting today about 43% of the refinances we're working on are cash out.
So in that cash out element, though, are people using the money differently? Because that 2006, 2007 range was in a lot of cases people paying off credit cards, doing debt reduction, consolidating debt,
right?
You know, things like that. Are you seeing any trends about where those funds are being utilized now?
It's a little bit of the more of the same. Yeah, it's sort of all over the board. We do have some people that are using those to consolidate debts, you know, things that have mm-hmm. kind of built up over the dark years. A lot of that happening mm-hmm. right now because people...
Because the savings rate went up, though, during the recession, though, too. And so it's the people that I have right. that are calling me saying that they're doing refis and need help with appraisals mm-hmm. and whatnot, most of them are doing renovations on their mm-hmm. homes.
Yeah.
So they're actually putting the money back into their home, which before
sure.
that wasn't the case. It was like,
right.
hey, I bought a boat.
It was the
sent
ATM,
my kid to school. Or,
ATM
yeah, it was the
machine.
ATM.
Right. Right. And we are seeing a lot of that. But we're also seeing folks that we have a lot of customers that just to make it through mm-hmm. that great recession, you know, they racked up some debt.
Yeah, true.
And they did that to stay on top of things, make their bills and, mm-hmm. and everything else. So now they're using this to sort of, you know, improve those payments that
yeah.
interest rate and everything. So that's making a difference. So bottom line, though, is, you know, things are still looking very, very good on the interest rate front. Mm-hmm. Not so much for your 401k, but
yeah,
definitely
not so much for that.
For the interest
well,
rates.
So let me go back again, though, about people doing the cash out refis. Are some of them using that for things such as buying rental property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
are you going to start singing again in Norwegian like you were earlier?
our guests were fortunate enough to not have had to have heard that. Yeah. So if you want me to sing the Norwegian national anthem, I'd be more than happy to.
We will record it. Well, we probably did get it recorded. We'll play some of it back later.
Oh, good.
Oh,
thank
darn,
you. David Summers,
time.
Our producer, he's
okay.
shaking his head. No,
dang it.
Not going there.
Dang it. Okay, next time.
Yes. So, Tamara Simon, welcome. We're so happy to have you on the show here today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, good. And we have lots of questions for you. And, mm-hmm. and first off, can you tell us a little bit about you and your business? And you're no spring chicken when it comes to property management, are you?
No, but I look much younger than I am,
well,
so
yeah.
that's hopeful.
That's good.
I've been in the industry since 1983 here in Seattle, and I'm the designated broker and founder of Cost Property Management. I also serve on the board of the Rental Housing Association, consult and teach classes for landlords and other people in the industry.
Excellent.
Which is one of the ways that, for our listeners, partly how Tamara and I got engaged in doing some referrals back and forth over the years is when I got in the industry in 2003, I was seeking out excellent people to do referrals because I was working with a lot of investors in multifamily. And Tamara was one of 10 property management companies that I interviewed way back when, and was when I found out you taught the classes, it was like ding 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 ding, okay, we've got to do that together because I've been teaching, you know, this whole time, and so you've been doing classes for me. And in fact, that was the most fun thing, was watching you light up, because when you get in front of a room of people, it's a whole new personality almost. And I love it.
I love the opportunity to teach and help people with their rental properties.
Yeah, and you're great at it.
Thank you.
Well, it's always a challenge, and we have a lot of listeners, and I know both mm-hmm. Reba and I have customers that are new to mm-hmm. Being a property manager. How do you typically get started with someone? They contact you, say they just bought a rental, it's their very first one. You know, where do they start?
Well, when people are interested in having property management and they contact me, we talk about how long they've been a landlord. Did they just get this property? Typically, overwhelmingly, 70% of our clients have been managing on their own. Usually that's how most people start, because
mm-hmm.
the average landlord starts with a single-family house or a small property,
sure, mm-hmm.
maybe
sure.
a duplex, and they've been managing on their own for a while, and for one reason or another, they feel it's the time to have management, or perhaps somebody who went into the rental market, investment market, has a full-time job, and they're so busy with that job, they need professional management and help. And so we talk about, first of all, where's the property? What's their goals? Most people are looking to hold long term. The reason you own rental property is to build for your own retirement.
Of course.
That's how it works. And then we look at what is the cash flow. A typical client will say to me, oh, I just want to make my payments. And they're kind of working backwards.
Yeah.
Because the first question to ask is, before you purchase a property, is what's current market rent?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But we deal where we're at, and we look at what currently does the property have to offer. And the biggest thing is the same as in sales, location, location, location.
Of course.
And then we come up with what's market rent, and then what are the expenses? And we start looking, maybe somebody does need to refinance because their expenses are too high. The Seattle market's been blessed with a lot of equity building. We're one of the strongest markets in the United States for sales and for rental right now. But that also brings challenges. And one of the challenges is, can you meet your expenses, your mortgage, taxes, and insurance, and the ongoing expenses of being a landlord?
Okay, makes sense. And so once you've kind of set up, so are you providing your clients with documents? And so it sounds like from you know what you described, you're preparing an operating income statement. Basically, you're preparing a document to show them this is what your cash flow is going to be. This what this will look like.
That's the first part of it. Of course, is because you have to plan just like at your own budget for your rental property, and then we do education with our clients about landlord-tenant law to make sure that they're always in compliance. You're always looking for the best possible tenant to be offering the best possible service because the tenant is your customer. Mm-hmm. And so you want to have explained to potential clients, this is a job, whether you have property management or you're doing it yourself. It's not like buying stock. You've bought yourself a job.
Right.
And you want to know that you're able to understand landlord-tenant laws, give the best possible service, and meet people's needs when they are your customer.
Absolutely.
So from the, you mentioned education. How do you provide the different levels of education to these property managers? Or not property owners, pardon me. You're the manager.
Some property owners want to be very involved. Other property owners just hire you because they want you to be the professional and they don't want the information. But we always make people aware that landlord-tenant law is not a suggestion. We start there.
Right.
When you own an investment property, you have to deal with the laws. That's number one. For example, I just had a potential client call me yesterday, and she's purchasing a property, and I was explaining to her about screening, protected classes, and she was appalled that other people could tell her who and why she could choose someone over somebody else.
Oh, man.
So that's where we start with the
Let's
education.
Let's get into that into the next segment.
Right. Stay tuned for more on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.